How sad.
Well, you Gorn, I'm wondering if I'm having a really hard time taking in what was just asked and the answer. What was asked was, what do we do when we don't see that light, that that person's overburdened or...
So you have just come to me and said, Marshall, I'm in some real pain right now. Would you be willing to listen to me? And I say to you, can't you see I've got a number of other things to do? Now, you got to have quick giraffe ears. I'm saying, not for 1 second do you allow that to tarnish the beauty of your gift.
Gwen, I'm really having a block with this. Where do I go?
You see the pain in them that keeps them from seeing the divine gift you have just given them.
So I could respond, so you're already feeling really overwhelmed.
Yes, exactly. But of course, to do that, you've had to have the giraffe ears on. Because if you had these on for 1 second, you're going to be in such pain that it's going to be hard to see the other person's pain. See, so you got to have speed ears. But you see, actually, you'll have the speed ears if before you opened your mouth to begin with, you felt what you were offering as a precious gift. But if you're carrying vestiges from the past, that's a confirmation of what you already believe. So that's why I'm starting today by saying, even before we look at how to express the need, we need to be conscious of how much of the vestiges from the past we're carrying to how we experience our own needs. Do we, in fact, experience them as this gift of our divine energy that gives the other person a divine gift to meet the strongest need humans have to enrich life? Do we see the beauty in what we're offering?
No.
Then we have to do more work. So, but if we have already worked this through, we go to the other person and say, oh, ho, ho, you lucky person. I am going to give you the most precious gift one human being can give to another, an opportunity to make my life more wonderful. You lucky person. I'm sure you're thrilled.